On the Trail in September by William G. Hartley. The following representation of events that took place in September 1847 is provided as part of the sesquicentennial celebration of the arrival of the Latter-day Saint pioneers to the Salt Lake Valley. By early September 1847, President Brigham Young and about half of his advance exploratory company were eastbound, returning from the Great Salt Lake Valley to winter quarters in Nebraska to rejoin their families and to bring them west the next year. In western Wyoming, President Young's company met the big company of 1,500 settlers and 600 wagons led by Elders Parley P. Pratt and John Taylor of the Quorum of the Twelve. By then, President Young's company had little food, so they enjoyed the rich feast the westbound company spread out on tables for them on the 7th of September. Horace K. Whitney wrote of the event, "It was a rare sight indeed to see a table so well spread with the good things of this life in the wilderness, so remote from a civilized country. The remains of the feast were distributed among the released Mormon battalion soldiers and pioneers, and the ceremonies of the afternoon concluded this evening with a dance, which came off to the satisfaction of all parties." The big company arrives in the valley. Captain Daniel Spencer of the first company of 100 families wrote this account of his arrival in the Great Salt Lake Valley on the 23rd of September, 1847. "We found the vegetables, such as potatoes, turnips, buckwheat, and corn, all destroyed with few exceptions. The valley is beautiful and the soil extremely rich." 10-year-old Diana Eldridge helped her family enter the valley. She recalled what happened on the 21st of September, 1847, at sunset on the summit of Big Mountain. "It was necessary for us to descend the foot of the mountain before dark in order for the rest of the train to reach the top to make camp. My father asked me if he hitched Billy, a riding pony which I had ridden a good deal during the journey, in front of his team, if I thought I could lead them down the side of the mountain. I thought I could all right, so the pony was saddled and I mounted. Father instructed me to hold the reins close to the bit to prevent the pony from falling if he stumbled on the rough, bushy trail. And thus I led the team of 3 yoke of oxen down the mountain and into the valley. Before we reached the bottom, I was so excited and nervous that tears were streaming down my face. But Father kept cheering and encouraging as he followed beside his team. When we reached the bottom, however, he confessed that he had never felt so sorry for a child in his life, and said it was very clever work for a 10-year-old girl. We camped at the foot of the mountain that night." Discovering gold at Sutter's Mill. A contingent of more than 200 Mormon battalion soldiers who had been released from service in July 1847 had headed north through California in order to cross the Sierra Nevada and go eastward back to their families. While camped within 2 miles of Sutter's Fort in present-day Sacramento, California, they learned that John Sutter and James Marshall wanted to build a grist mill and sawmill and needed skilled workmen to do it. Many of the soldiers, who were carpenters, blacksmiths, wheelwrights, millwrights, farmers, and common laborers, decided to stay there to work and earn supplies or money to take to their families. Sutter eventually hired about 100 battalion men. James S. Brown recalled, "Between August the 29th and September 5th, from 40 to 60 of us called on Captain Sutter. Some were employed to work on the grist mill, others took contracts on the mill race, a conduit that carried water away from the mill. The race was 7 or 8 miles long and was also intended for irrigation. Between the 8th and the 11th of September, we started for the site that had been selected by Mr. Marshall for the sawmill on the South Fork of the American River, 40 miles east of Sutter's Fort. We were the first Mormons to arrive at the place. Upon our arrival at the mill site, work was begun in earnest. The cabin was finished, a second room being put on in true frontier style. While some worked on the cabin, others were getting out timbers and preparing for the erection of the sawmill." Brown said that 4 other battalion members joined them at the end of September to help build the mill. Henry W. Bigler recorded, "The country around the mill site looked wild and lonesome, surrounded by high mountains on the south side of the river. The country was infested with wolves, grizzly bears, and Indians. During that winter, the Latter-day Saint workmen and others would build the sawmill and the mill race. On the 24th of January, 1848, James Marshall would find gold in the mill race. The diaries of Henry Bigler and Azariah Smith of the Mormon Battalion are the only first-hand records that document the famous discovery of gold there, which launched the epic California Gold Rush in 1848 and 1849. First Mormon battalion men to return to winter quarters. Having departed on the 31st of May, 1847, 15 men from the Mormon battalion escorted General Stephen W. Kearny, commander of the U.S. Army of the West, from Monterey, California to Fort Leavenworth, Kansas. The detachment included 64 men. After passing through Sutter's Fort on the 15th of June, they found and buried some of the victims of the Donner Party disaster in the Sierras. A month later, they passed the westbound Big Company of Saints and on the 23rd of August reached Fort Leavenworth. The battalion men, who then numbered 13, were discharged the next day. They set out on foot to reach Winter Quarters, Nebraska, where they arrived in early September 1847, thereby completing what for them was a 4,000-mile round trip. They had been gone for 14 months. They brought the earliest first-hand accounts of the battalion's experiences to families still waiting to go west. Private Matthew Caldwell described their hike from Fort Leavenworth to Winter Quarters. "This last 200 miles on foot, being used to riding all summer, was very hard on us. But as usual, we took it as we had done through the whole of the battalion journey, as best we could. Webb and Spencer had the raggediest pants that I had ever seen. My antelope breeches had been wet and dry so much that they drew up to my knees. Our shirts were gone, except the collars and a few strips down the back. I was entirely barefooted." Note, William G. Hartley, an associate professor of history and a research professor at BYU's Joseph Fielding Smith Institute, teaches Sunday school in the Riverside Third Ward, Murray, Utah, North Stake. End of note. End of article on The Trail in September by William G. Hartley.